Evening to you. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. We start with the state's ongoing drought emergency.
Yes, some rural communities in the state and Bay Area now forced to rely on scarce or expensive trucked in or bottled water for drinking and cooking.
KPIX 5 reporter Lynn Ramirez went to one community where school children are told not to drink from their water fountains. Lynn?
Well, here at Pescadero High School, no one takes clean drinking water for granted anymore. That's because the high school itself and the district office next door have had to be on bottled water since 2015.
Yeah. At Pescadero High School, there is a built-in drinking fountain, but
the water fountain's never been used.
And the sinks in the classroom carry a warning not to drink from the tap. In fact, all the water for students and staff to drink must be trucked in, and it's been that way for years.
Through our regular testing program, we discovered nitrates in the water, which have persisted.
Superintendent Amy Wolliver showed me the school's tainted well. Pumps still bring water to the surface, which is stored in a large tank. But the water is now only used for things like flushing or cleaning. In the kitchen, only bottled water can be used for cooking. The nitrates could be coming from the runoff of fertilized soil or other ag-related sources.
I mean, we're definitely in an ag area. We're right in the middle of fields. That could be part of it. We also have a creek running nearby, so there could be many sources.
This year, California's drinking water needs assessment found nearly 90 water providers throughout the state have had to rely on importing bottled water to meet their community's drinking water needs. Although the drought is not a factor in Pescadero, it is straining the supply of clean drinking water in many rural communities. The school district says plans are in the works to connect to the municipal water supply, which uses water from clean aquifers in the mountains. In the meantime, it's bottled water for students and staff when classes resume next week.
It was inconvenient before, but now that we have the water station set up, it's more practical. I don't have to worry about how much water I bring from home.
In Pescadero, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
And today, Governor Newsom announced a long-term strategy to boost the state's water supply. It involves multiple projects, including taking salty water out of the bay and delta. He highlighted one first-of-its-kind plant now under construction in the East Bay.
What we are focusing on is creating more supply. What we're focused on is creating more water. What we're focusing on are projects exactly like this here in Antioch.
Provide the city with a reliable source of drinking water for generations to come.
We can no longer depend upon whether it's the Bay Delta, whether it's the Colorado River, to deliver what we need. And so we need a plan.
Desalination plant in Antioch will pull the brackish water, which has less salt content than the ocean, from the Delta to turn it into drinking water for the city. And it will provide about 30% of the city's annual supply.
Brentwood police are investigating an early morning gun battle at a gym that left one person dead. Police say it appears to have started as a fight on the basketball courts of the 24-hour fitness on Lone Tree Way around 2 a.m. It then spilled out into the parking lot. Police say at least two people pulled out guns and fired multiple shots. A man in his 20s died at the scene. Three others were injured.
Scott Peterson claims he deserves a new trial because of juror misconduct. CBS reporter Madison Keevy is in Redwood City, where arguments wrapped up this afternoon.
What's the point of having somebody sign something under penalty of perjury if you're not going to be truthful?
Ultimately, that's the issue at the core of Scott Peterson's case for a retrial. Did a juror known as Strawberry Shortcake for her dyed red hair lie under oath on her jury questionnaire? Some of the questions from the San Mateo Superior Court judge to Peterson's attorney centered on the 2004 trial that ultimately led to Peterson's conviction. Why didn't his attorney in that trial follow up with Rochelle Nice, the juror, when her questionnaire was filled with inconsistencies? Peterson's sister-in-law, Janie Peterson, said their family believes Nice failed as a juror and didn't take her oath seriously. The Petersons only talk to Lacey's family on days like this.
A little bit. Not outside of the courthouse and that type of thing.
Fire crews knocked down a commercial building fire in San Jose's Japantown this morning. You can see smoke pouring out of the ground floor of the two-story building. It housed an embroidery shop and electric scooter shop. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for a heat-related illness. No other injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Fire crews in Morgan Hill rescued a construction worker who fell 20 feet down a manhole this afternoon. Santa Clara Fire and Cal Fire both worked to rescue near the Ridgeview and Jackson Oaks area. No word on how exactly that man got down there, but there was roadwork being done at the time. It took about 2 hours to get him out. He was taken to the hospital. No word yet on his condition.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are reporting a member stole money from the San Francisco charity for their own personal use. The organization's board of directors says it found a significant sum of funds was taken, but didn't say exactly how much. The member involved was immediately suspended, and the group filed a report with the police. The organization says it is establishing a committee to make sure that doesn't happen again.
New at 6, a Los Angeles man is accused of defrauding military families and state universities out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Attorney General Rob Bonta charging Donna Zuhl with allegedly pulling off the scheme for years. Bonta says he posed as a contractor for CalVet's college fee waiver program and tricked more than 40 families into paying $500 for counterfeit letters claiming to approve them for the program. School officials did end up accepting the letters and waived the students' tuition. At least $30,000 was stolen from more than 40 military families, and the state lost more than $500,000 in tuition from nearly two dozen universities.
Vice President Harris was back here in the Bay Area today, taking part in a roundtable discussion with state leaders on reproductive rights. At the event, Harris blasted the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade and criticized what she called, quote, extremist leaders using the ruling to ban abortions without exceptions. But she also praised California for protecting abortion access.
But not in California. We have leaders who understand the government should not be in the position, nor should it have a right, to make the most intimate and personal decisions that anyone can make.
This is all part of Harris's ongoing nationwide tour on reproductive rights ahead of the November election.
Video coming out of Southern California, firefighters facing a fire-nado and a smoke-nado. Both spawned from a brush fire in L.A. County. Strong winds whipped the flames into a whirling inferno called a fire-nado. Eventually, the fire was brought under control, but the strong winds continue creating yet another phenomenon, a towering smoke-nado that reached into the sky. We showed some of this video yesterday, but every time I look at it, it's still just frightening to watch. Well, California's Great America will close its doors in the next decade or so.
But for now, they're going to stay open on weekends throughout the year. The Santa Clara theme park traditionally has not opened its doors until spring, but now they want to open up year-round every weekend starting in January. Great America also announced its lineup of events for 2023, including an all-new Peanuts celebration in April. Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Snoopy.
Yeah. God, I love Snoopy.
Of course, I love the Beagle.
Of course.
Of course you are. Mm-hmm. I have such fond memories of Great America as a kid going there. Oh, I thought the roller coasters were so scary.
I remember when the Demon opened up and the Tidal Wave opened up.
Oh, those were big.
They were huge roller coasters.
I remember screaming when Gold Digger opened up.
Oh. Well, there you go. Thanks for watching at 6. I'd be screaming too. See you at 11 or at 7. Oh.